Democratic and Republican
leaders. We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
After Senate hearings, debates, protests, a Saturday Night Live parody, and an unprecedented tie-breaking vote by the vice president, Betsy DeVos is now the U.S. Secretary of Education. It'll be some time before we have a true sense of how DeVos intends to approach the job, but what did her confirmation process teach us, if anything, about the state of affairs in Washington?
Well, we knew we were a deeply divided country, of course, but it also says something about the Trump administration, which is that they are not prone to compromise. In other administrations, if you'd had this high a level of dissatisfaction with a nominee, they probably would have been quietly withdrawn. Betsy DeVos, as you say, was confirmed. There was a tie vote broken by the vice president, but she's going to be there with a lot of scrutiny and a target on her back and with very little room for error. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out over the next months and years.
Last week, we talked about businessman Dan Gilbert's offer to buy the half-finished Wayne County Jail site downtown in Detroit, along with some adjacent property. Gilbert and Detroit Pistons owner Tom Goris want to build a sports and entertainment complex for a soccer franchise. You were in favor of finishing the jail and keeping the nearby Frank Murphy Hall of Justice. Now, since we've spoken, Gilbert has offered to build a better jail with a new courthouse, essentially for the land and the cost of finishing the half-done jail. Does any of that change your mind?
No. I think this is a deal that looks very good on the surface, but when it's examined, it sort of falls apart. There's a lot of strings attached. If the value of the property goes up, the county has to somehow compensate Gilbert. Gilbert has no experience in building jails and justice complexes. It's not at all clear who would sort of supervise all of this. And again, I am not fully convinced that Major League Soccer will necessarily work in Detroit. It has not before. And I understand the idea of building a sort of a complex. We have a lot of volume, a lot of sports stadiums together, generating a lot of excitement. We'll just have to see how this appeals to the county commissioners and to County Executive Warren Evans, who has taken a major interest in this.
Governor Rick Snyder has convened a task force to look at retirement benefit reforms for municipal employees. The legislature failed to pass changes late in the last session and got strong opposition from police and firefighters. Do you expect Snyder to have better luck, and what are some of the changes that might be on the table?
There's an old maxim in government that when you can't come up with a decision, the thing to do is to form a task force to study it. So there's some of that going on here, and they're supposed to be done by spring, but it's pretty clear to me that there's a huge amount of unfunded liability. Figures as big as $14 billion are being thrown around. Obviously, the retirees don't want to lose benefits or don't want to have benefits lessened, which is what this is certainly partly all about. The legislature certainly is Republican and is sort of pro getting rid of things like the fine benefit pensions, but no matter what this task force is, there's going to be a struggle and a battle, and it's going to be some time before we know what, if any, changes are made.
Also in Lansing, Republicans in the legislature have indicated that they'd like to make some tax cuts this year, but Governor Snyder wants to sock some money away in the form of a $260 million deposit into the state's rainy day fund. Which one's more likely to happen and why?
Well, ideologically, the legislature wants to cut taxes. They run on a tax-cutting platform. There's a lot of indication that Governor Snyder realizes any kind of major tax cut would be sort of a disaster from the standpoint of state revenues, having trouble meeting their obligations now, and will have more when they're obligated to come up with money for road repair. And the governor is when he took office, there was almost nothing in the rainy day fund. What we do know for certain is someday there'll be another recession and state government will be strapped, and he is behaving in a prudent fiscal manner. And, of course, when it comes to politics, fiscal prudence often goes out the window. So there's going to be a lot of pressure not to sock that money away. Just as you and I have pressures with our own household budgets, it's much more fun to spend and to save, which is why I expect to be in the corner with a tin cup.
Jack, thanks very much.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition. You're listening to Michigan Radio.